What to Know About the Melbourne Flinders Streetcar Attack by Eli Mexler. More than a dozen people were injured, with several in critical condition, after a driver plowed through a busy intersection on Flinders Street in central Melbourne, Australia, on December 21st. Here's what to know. What happened? At approximately 4:45 p.m. local time, the driver of a white Suzuki SUV plowed through pedestrians on Flinders Street, one of the busiest sections of Melbourne's Central Commercial District. The vehicle showed no signs of slowing as it hit multiple pedestrians between Elizabeth and Swanston Streets, Australia's The Age newspaper reported, but it was not moving at high speed, eyewitnesses said. Police said they believe the action to have been deliberate, but declined to assign the driver's motivation to terrorism. Tallies of the wounded varied in media reports, with 19 people taken to the hospital, according to police, including the driver and a police officer. 15 of the people injured are now stable, police said, with 4 still in critical condition. A witness told radio station 3AW that she heard screams before she saw people flying everywhere. "We saw this white car. It just mowed everybody down," another local business owner told The Age. "People are flying everywhere. We heard thump, thump. People are running everywhere." According to eyewitnesses, there were 40 to 60 people crossing the road when the SUV entered the intersection. Parts of Melbourne's public transportation system were suspended in the afternoon, and Victoria police have asked local residents to avoid a perimeter around the incident until December 22nd. Police warned that law enforcement would maintain a presence in central Melbourne for a considerable period, but citywide terror alert alarms were not utilized, and by 8 p.m., emergency vehicles had begun to vacate the area. A planned Christmas light show was also canceled. What occurred on Flinders Street this afternoon was an act of evil and an act of chaos perpetrated against innocent bystanders, Victoria Premier Daniel Andrews said at a press conference with Victoria Police Thursday evening. He also addressed the incident earlier on Twitter, calling the attack a horrible incident. "Stay safe, check on your loved ones, and thank you to our brave emergency services," Andrews wrote. Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull addressed the incident in a brief statement. "As our federal and state police and security agencies work together to secure the scene and investigate this shocking incident, our thoughts and prayers are with the victims and the emergency and health workers who are treating them," Turnbull wrote on Twitter. Australia's opposition leader Bill Shorten also commented, saying, "Shocking scenes in Melbourne this afternoon. Credit to first responders who are doing us proud once again, thinking of everyone caught up in this atrocity." Who are the suspects? Police arrested 2 suspects at the scene, including the driver of the car, identified as a 34-year-old Australian citizen of Afghan descent who was previously known to law enforcement, police said. An off-duty police officer who made the arrest sustained hand and shoulder injuries and was also transported to the hospital, as was the suspect. A second suspect, 24, who was apprehended filming the incident, was also arrested, but it's unclear if there was any relationship between the suspects. A police officer at the scene described the incident as terrorism-related, but Victoria police refused to comment on the motivation of the perpetrators. "We believe, based on what we've seen, that this was a deliberate act. The motivation is unknown. It's still early days in the investigation," Commander Russell Barrett told media at the scene. Victoria police have asked members of the public with video or photos of the incident to upload them to assist with the investigation and have directed eyewitnesses to report to Melbourne West Police Station on Spencer Street, where welfare services are available. How many people were injured? 19 people were injured in the incident, according to police. Ambulance Victoria said it transported 13 people to Melbourne City hospitals, including 3 to the Alfred Hospital and 3 to Royal Melbourne Hospital. A preschool-aged boy was taken to Royal Children's Hospital with a serious head injury, but is now in stable condition, local media reported. Has it happened before? This is the second such attack in Melbourne this year. On January 20th, a driver crashed through lunchtime crowds along Bourke Street in central Melbourne, killing six people, including a 10-year-old girl and a 3-month-old baby. At least 30 people were also injured in the incident. The perpetrator was charged with 6 counts of murder, along with 28 counts of attempted murder. At a hearing on December 15th, he pled not guilty. Following that incident, Melbourne installed concrete blocks, known as bollards, at busy locations, including Flinders Street, in the hope of preventing or minimizing damage from vehicle attacks, the BBC reported. The blocks were also installed at various locations in Sydney.